Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Gather around, Fable Babies, and welcome back to Hashtag Storytime, the podcast filled with everyday stories from everyday people, brought to you by iHeartRadio and Curativity. I'm your host, Will Snootboopin' McFadden. Dogs, guys. Puppies, pooches, puppers, fluffers. Wait, hold on a second. Floofers? Fluffers are a whole different thing. Human's best friend. We don't deserve them, do we? And you know what I've always wondered? What if our furry little friends could speak? Oh, what tales they would tell, pun intended. I don't know if you know this about me, but I have a dog. His name is Weird Gary. You can follow him on Instagram, at Weird Gary. And I've been working on something. I've been training him. I don't know if you've seen the wildly popular TikTok account of Bunny the Talking Dog, but I have set up my own elaborate system of vocabulary buttons, and I've been working with Gary for months, training him, trying to get his vocabulary advanced enough where maybe he could tell us a little story. So let's see if it works, okay? Let's see. Gary, come here. Come here, buddy. Come on. Come here. Oh, hey, buddy. Hey, do you want to say something? Do you want to tell a little story to the Fable Babies?
Treat.
Oh, good job. That's his favorite button, obviously. But here you go. Here's a little treat. All right. What else you got?
Treat.
Okay. Here's another treat. But Gary, can you tell us a story?
Treat.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe this isn't working.
I lost the love of my life.
Oh my God, it's working. He's doing it.
She was a corgi named Penelope. She had a thick golden coat that I could lose myself in, and an ass that looked like a fresh loaf of bread.
Gary, you dog.
We planned to run away together. It was our dream to live in a little palapa on the shores of the Sea of Cortez. When she told me that she was pregnant, my heart exploded with joy. The plan was to escape our yards and rendezvous at the Italian restaurant where we first met, Buca de Beppo.
Don't remember recording that button.
Don't interrupt me. Penelope never made it. I searched up and down Long Beach, howling her name. I was so distraught, I hadn't noticed. I had wandered onto the freeway when all of a sudden, a van pulled up filled with quote unquote do-gooders. They quote unquote rescued me and brought me here.
Oh my God, Gary, I'm so sorry. I had no idea.
Quiet, hairy-lipped fool. I don't need your pity. Penelope, if you are listening, if you've managed to figure out podcasts, I miss you. Tell my puppies I love them.
Wow. Gary, I don't know what to say. Is there anything else you want to add?
Fuck Seth Rogen.
That a boy. Now we're talking.
You know, believe it or not, all of this is one big setup for today's guest, Jim Jacobson, from the Dog Podcast Network. And Jim joined me and told me a story that had to do with Maui, the supernatural, and a case of sudden blindness.
I'm a massive dog lover, and for the past 20 years or so, my life has gone to the dogs. I'm one of those entrepreneurs who had a lot of early success and built and sold some companies and did all sorts of stuff. But basically for about 20 years now, I have been focused on dog lovers and people who consider dogs, you know, their best friends and are willing to do things for their dogs that they would never do for themselves. And over the years, people have wanted to ask, you know, where did this passion start? And it really started when I was like a year or two old and I wanted a dog and I wanted a dog and I was promised that when I turned 10, I would get a dog. Well, you can imagine when you tell a kid that's basically all they have in their mind. So I want this little white dog and I can see it and it'll be this big and, you know, and it'll sleep with me and it'll have a place in the bed.
What was the breed that you were dreaming of?
I was dreaming of a Maltese.
Okay.
Of a white fluffy dog. I don't think I knew that it was a Maltese, but this is what I saw in my mind's eye as a kid. And that thing drove me to be the best little boy. You know, you gotta be, if you don't do this, you may not get that dog on your 10th birthday. So you can imagine, well, how excited and passionate I was to come down on my 10th birthday to breakfast. And there was this big box on front of the place setting at the table. Mm-hmm. I was like, I did think that was a little odd because I thought, well, my parents are not great animal lovers, but it is a little weird to put a dog in a box, but
right.
Okay. I know. I opened it up and it was a tape recorder. No dog. I got a tape recorder for my 10th birthday. And I'm sure that set me up for a life of psychological, lots of therapy. Well,
did you immediately turn the tape recorder on and record your sobs or your...
I did not sob because I'm an only child and it wasn't appropriate because right. I was raised in a pretty strict family. So I did go around like making tapes, which I still have to this day, where it's like, order, I love this recorder, just because I couldn't communicate the depth of my sadness in my soul for having right. not gotten the thing.
Well, and maybe that laid the groundwork for your podcasting.
It did. Network. I mean, this is where, like, I think Sigmund Freud or whoever the equivalent is today would say, I see that is the reason that you are doing this today. So
there's a little Dr. Ruth in there too.
It's true. So many years have elapsed since my 10th birthday. Many, 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 many years. And as I said, for the last 20 of those years, I have been focused on dogs. The first heart dog that I ever got was, well, I'm sure this will be surprising, a Maltese.
All right. Finally, you got the Maltese.
I finally got the Maltese. I'd gotten a Maltese before. I was living with this girl and she wanted a Maltese. We ended up getting a Maltese. We broke up. It was a horrible year. We broke up. My best friend committed suicide. She took the dog. It was one of those horrible things. Oh. But on Valentine's Day, I got a Maltese and I named it Maui, which is my favorite place on earth. And that was at a time when I was living in Washington, D.C., and just thought about, it'd be so cool to live in Maui.
And how old are you now at this point?
When I'm in my 20s.
Okay, so 20s. It's been, at this point, 15 years of pining over this.
More like 15, like, yeah, it was probably, yeah, it's been a while, right. But I finally got this Maltese, and I loved it, and I had, I was an early dot-commer, and Maui would go to the office with me, and we kind of engaged in this strange activity because I have been a lifelong meditator, which is a whole nother story. But basically, I taught myself how to meditate when I was also an equally small child, and not with any sort of dogmatic approach, just like I would meditate. I'd go into the silence and just sit. Being an only child, you do that. And Maui had this wonderful habit of jumping up on my lap when I did it, and she really liked to meditate with me, which was kind of cool.
Yeah.
And so she got me through a lot of really rough times in business. And then we'll fast forward through this story. But basically, I ended up commuting for many years between Washington, D.C. and Maui, Hawaii. Mm-hmm. 72 trips over 13 years.
Oh, wow.
But I finally, and one of the reasons that I couldn't move to Maui earlier full time was because Hawaii had this quarantine law that said, You have to put your dog in quarantine. At one point, it was 90 days, and then 60 days, and then 30 days. And at that point, I was living in Colorado. I'd sold my company to a company in Colorado, and I had to be there for a year and a half. It was very cold and snowy, and I looked down at my dog one day, and I said, "The snow has drifted literally to the top of the sliding door. We are getting out of this place. We're going to go someplace warm. We're going to finally go to your namesake." So I helped to orchestrate a political campaign in Hawaii to enable the governor to effectively change the law that had been on the books longer than Hawaii had been a state. And in 2003, Maui and I moved to Maui.
Wow. I wonder what was going through Maui's mind at this point.
I think she really dug it. And this is kind of where our scary story begins.
All right.
So 7 days after arriving here on Maui, after working really hard to get here, she goes blind, like instantly blind. Like it wasn't a waning thing, but just like one day she just couldn't see.
Oh no.
And it was very odd. And then I had met like a day or two earlier on the beach, this guy who was a veterinarian. So he was therefore my vet, because I didn't know anyone here. So we went to the vet, and he said, "No, your dog is blind, and it happens sometimes. This could be this thing. And like, just go home. And so I went home and, started to Google all the things that you can do for blind dogs. You put perfume on furniture to help them orient their way around the house. But of course, this was a brand new house that my furniture had not yet arrived. So it was a big empty house. And I have a blind dog.
Oh no.
And I did the only thing that I knew how to do when you get times are tough, you meditate. So Maui came and sat on my lap and we meditated. And I just thought, okay, there's a purpose to all of this.
Right.
And then the doorbell rang. And it was some kids. And Maui shot up out of my lap, ran through the hall all the way upstairs to the door without, like, not the way a blind dog would do it. Clearly, her sight had come back, which was a really freaky thing. And so
what?
I called the vet, and I said, Maui can see. And he's like, now he knows I'm just a wackadoodle person, right? Like,
right. Yeah.
People move to Hawaii who are a little touched sometimes. Mm-hmm. And there's this guy I met on the beach, and your dog, who I just examined. This guy went to like Cornell Vet School, one of the top vet schools in the country. And he was like, I don't think so. So bring her in. I'm like, I just paid him a bunch of money to tell me my dog was blind. And I was like, and he could tell my hesitancy. And he also thought I was weird. And he just wanted to figure out what was going on. He said, well, I won't charge you. Just come in. Let me see. So I brought her in, and he was like, huh? Yeah. I don't know. This is weird. I got to look this one up. So he did. And later on, we find out she has this kind of rare thing that may have been a result of all the rabies vaccine that she had to get here. So anyway, so she had this waxing and waning eyesight that I lived with.
Hey guys, I'm home.
Everyone knows that it's Dad's job to be a bit of a joker.
Sorry I'm late, everyone. There was an accident at the factory. Monty fell into the upholstery machine. Don't worry though, he's fully recovered.
Good one, Dad.
Did you get the pizza for dinner?
So he likes to keep everyone happy with some dad jokes.
Yep, right here. I had a coupon, and it saved me a lot of dough.
Well, the truth is, Dad is just a fun guy.
Hey, I'm not a mushroom.
Please stop. Where does he get these stupid jokes from?
He listens to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast.
Oh, great. More dad jokes for me.
We've delivered over 15,000 jokes to over 3 million listeners, and man, the postage fees are killing us. Listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
As I said, it was 7 days after we had arrived here, because it was a monumental day when I arrived here in July of 2003. And I was like, I knew that was significant. And then I started thinking about the significance of seven. And throughout Maui's life, seven seemed so important. She would do takeout, as I called it, where she would go to her food bowl, and as Maltese do, they would put a bunch of kibble in their mouth and then kind of walk a few steps away and drop it on the floor. And it was always seven kibbles.
That's exactly how I eat, by the way, too.
It's a common thing, and you should do it with Cap'n Crunch or any type of thing like that. Yeah. You just reach in and put it on the floor. But she would never eat out of the bowl. She would like reach in and always pick seven, which is kind of tough. I mean, could you put seven kernels in it? So she did that, and it was always a weird thing. And when she would poop, she would spin around exactly seven times. I totally get it. You should talk to your mom about that. But
yeah,
I had all these toys for Maui, and there were, of course, seven toys that she played with. The others, the dozen or so others, never got touched. Only seven. Right. She would wake me up every morning at 7 a.m. She likes seven. This was a seven dog.
Sort of her number.
Fast forward, I was here in Hawaii. I was like, I didn't know what to do. I ended up writing a book called How to Meditate with Your Dog.
Cool.
And we did, you know, I was on CNN and Jay Leno and flew on Oprah's jet and did all sorts of things to promote that book. We did an early viral video. It sort of cemented my whole, I love dogs. I am going to make my career about dogs. And it led to other things, including what I do today with Dog Podcast Network. But she always was like this. The seven kept coming in and coming in and coming in. Well, as she got older, her vision did dissipate again, and she went totally blind. Mm-hmm. And at that point, I had built sort of a following among dog lovers because of the book, and we did one of the first viral videos on dogs ever before YouTube existed.
We're gonna have to find that video.
And it was really a sweet thing to promote the book. Mm-hmm. And I had this big audience, and I would tell them through newsletters and through some videos that I did that, you know, Maori was dying, and this was the grieving process, and this is what. But she, and so when she finally passed, mm-hmm. it was tough. But her passing was unique. I took her to that very same veterinarian, and I did not want to let her go. She did not want to go. And they, without beginning too morbid, they do the, you know, their euthanasia, which is something that know a lot about these days, mm-hmm. for dogs is tough. And you give a sedative and then you give another drug, and then, you know, the sedative puts them to sleep, and then the second drug does what it's supposed to do.
Right.
And it's designed to be incredibly peaceful and everything. And so the first drug is administered, and then the second drug, and then after the second drug is administered, there's this little bark. Seven times. Seven barks.
Wow.
That just still haunts me. I get, as we say here in Hawaii, chicken skin when I tell the story, because mm-hmm. it was just like, woof, woof. But it was seven times. So that was her saying goodbye. And she was definitely that heart dog. I think that we all have that. All dog lovers have that one dog that means so much. And this dog had been with me through so much. And that, you know, lucky number seven was something that just basically continued throughout and even after her life.
Oh, Maui. My dog is not allowed to die. I don't know.
I think that's a really good policy.
Yeah, I think
I tend to think that it's good for both us and our pets.
Right, yeah, just not allowed.
Yeah. I used to have a rule that I don't fly in planes that crash and I don't swim with sharks. And I think we will add that I'm not allowed to die and my dog's not allowed to die. I like that. Yeah, what kind of dog do you have?
So I have he's just a little schnarrier. He's a kind of a, you know, schnauzer, terrier, werewolf mix, but his name's Weird Gary.
Hmm.
And Weird Gary was a foster fail. So we foster with a shelter out here in LA. And fell in love with this first foster and kept him. But he actually developed early cataracts in one eye, and was going blind in that eye. And luckily, Weird Gary's got a little bit of a following on social media, and I did a GoFundMe, and all of the fans on Instagram and on TikTok showed up big and paid for Weird Gary's eye surgery and saved his right eye.
That is extraordinary. How much did you raise?
It was a $6,000 surgery.
Wow.
And he was, you know, we weren't sure of his age since he's a foster, but probably they were saying around 7 years old. So still has so much life left. You know, we didn't want to just say, well, he'll just be blind in one eye for the next, you know, however many years. So we thought it was worth it to, you know, to try and raise the money and get that surgery done. But yeah, Weird Gary's got great eyesight now.
That is awesome. And can he drive now?
Yeah, but not at night, just during the day.
Down at night. Well, that's a good restriction. I understand the California highway.
Right. He's got a weed prescription now too, which is great.
Well, that's good, because that does help with the cataracts. So that's awesome. Yeah. Dude, it's for my dog. So I think that's amazing. I love that. We should have you in Dog Podcast Network to tell that story about Gary.
I would love that. I would absolutely love that. I'm also, you know, as you were saying, I'm a dog. I don't have any children. I have a dog. So I'm one of those millennials who spends way too much money.
I'm a Gen Xer, and that's the same thing. My wife and I have. Okay, so here are the questions. So we focus on dog lovers versus mm-hmm. dog owners. So here are the questions. Where does Gary sleep?
In our bed.
Okay. Check one. You're sick. Your dog is sick. Who is more likely to go to the doctor/veterinarian?
Dog.
Okay. Check two. What do you feed your dog?
Oh, he has this these fresh little meatballs, you know,
that you make.
Well, no, I don't make them by hand, but I get them at Petco. But they're like the fresh bag food, right?
Okay. Yeah. Check three. And come Christmas, birthday, holidays, whatever, Gary gets presents.
The amount of costumes that it's usually a costume, but yeah, and then some treats and stuff. But yeah, almost always a costume is purchased every holiday.
Congratulations, you have scored 100% on are you a dog lover versus a dog owner?
Yes,
yeah, that's it. That's our litmus test.
I'm glad I passed.
Yeah, and it's great. And people think of us as strange, but this is our dog, right? This is our child,
right?
100%. As Oprah says. Dogs with people with fur.
Hey guys, I'm home.
Everyone knows that it's Dad's job to be a bit of a joker.
Sorry I'm late, everyone. There was an accident at the factory. Monty fell into the upholstery machine. Don't worry, though. He's fully recovered.
Good one, Dad.
Did you get the pizza for dinner?
So he likes to keep everyone happy with some dad jokes.
Yep, right here. I had a coupon, and it saved me a lot of dough.
Well, the truth is, Dad is just a fun guy.
Hey, I'm not a mushroom.
Please stop. Where does he get these stupid jokes from?
He listens to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast.
Oh, great. More dad jokes for me.
We've delivered over 15,000 jokes to over 3 million listeners, and man, the postage fees are killing us. Listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
My simple solution to the problem was remove people from the scene and help them feel safer.
In response to attacks against Asian Americans, Maddie Park raised over $250,000 to donate cab rides to the Asian community.
There is so much more work to be done. We really need to come together and tackle this issue as a community.
Support the Asian community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, Fable Babies. It's time for everybody's favorite segment, Robo Reddit Read. So let's welcome back my robot intern, Kyle.
Hello, Table Babies.
Nope, it's Fable Babies. Fable, not table. Fable as in a story. Why would we call our fans Table Babies?
Beats meat.
What? What? Did you just say beats meat? Gross, you freaking weirdo. It's beats me.
As you wish.
Oh, ah, oh, ah, what, oh, stop. What the fuck? What the, why did you just hit me?
You told me to beat you. Ha ha.
Ah, God, that hurts, you little robot bitch. Just read the damn Reddit thread already.
As you wish. Today's Ask Reddit thread is, when I was a kid, my parents told me my dog was sent to, quote, the farm, unquote. After months of thinking she had been put down, I visited the farm and it turns out my uncle was taking care of her. Have you ever been sure your parents were lying to you when they were actually being honest?
That's how I got my dog. My friend in high school was going to put him down when he was only a couple of months old because he wasn't purebred. His mother was 100% black lab. Don't know who the father was. I told him I'd take him and he's been living on our farm ever since. Literally eating steaks and chasing four-wheelers every day. He even outlasted me on the farm. But every time I go home he's super happy to see me. I'll always love Jake, my dog, not some dude named Jake.
Jesus, what kind of a monster puts down a dog because it's not purebred? You know, you should be more selective with who you call friends, you know? Cut this puppy Hitler out of your life.
When I was about 10, my nan lived in a block of units and when she moved out she told me that it was because the neighbors were always playing ping pong. I thought ping pong was slang for having sex. Turns out the neighbors were actually playing ping pong.
To be fair, when I play ping pong, it does sound a lot like sex. It's lots of heavy breathing, cussing, and smacking balls.
My younger sister is my half-sister. I thought my parents were pulling the your sister is adopted joke. Nope, my mother boinked the neighbor and we suddenly had a new addition to the family. I didn't find out it was actually true until I was 40, and her biological father died. My parents were explaining why our neighbor left money to my sister in his will. My parents are still married. My family is weird.
You know, I've never seen an episode of Desperate Housewives, but this is exactly what I imagine it to be.
Not my parents, but still pretty funny. I was at a frat partying and dancing with some guys. There was this one guy I was dancing with who was pretty bad. You could tell it wasn't his kind of thing. I like to dance with these types, because I don't find frats particularly fun either, so it feels like solidarity. Between songs he asked me if I wanted to go upstairs to see the puppy. thinking this was just a way to get me upstairs for the sex and such, I laughed and said nope. When leaving the party, I went up one too many flights of stairs, got a little lost, and lo and behold, there was a room with a bunch of people playing with a lab puppy. I feel bad for thinking poorly of that poor awkward dancer man.
Do not feel bad, you did the right thing. Puppy in the bedroom is the oldest frat trap in the book. Fuck being polite, stay sexy, don't get murdered. Hey, Kyle, those are really great, man. Thanks a lot.
Not a problem. If you need more entertaining Reddit threads, just hit me down.
Hit me down? What the? You mean hit me up?
As you wish.
Oh my God. What the fuck? Kyle, you just uppercutted me in the nuts.
Ha ha ha. This is too easy.
Thanks so much for listening to Hashtag Storytime. I'd love to give another big shout out to Jim Jacobson. As always, you can find links to all the awesome stuff he has going on in the description. If you are enjoying the podcast, please leave us a review. It helps out a lot, and I literally read every single one of them. Next week is another Listener Tales episode, so give us a call at 323-741-1873 and tell us your best story, or shoot us an email at storytime@collab.inc with a little voice memo. I want to hear your tales. Hashtag Storytime is produced by iHeartRadio and Curativity Productions, hosted by Will McFadden, sound designed by Tony Maddox, written by Will McFadden and Jason Shapiro, produced by Jason Shapiro, Daniela Mora, Jordan Elijah Michael, theme song by Scott Simons, artwork by John Kusagai.
Hi, this is Kurtwood Smith. You remember me from such TV comedies as That 70s Show and That 90s Show on Netflix. I'll never forget the words that my grandfather said just before he kicked the bucket. He said, "Watch how far I can kick this bucket." People ask me where I get my dad jokes from. I tell them to listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast. Listen to Daily Dad Jokes every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.